countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Jack Nolan is Senior Inspector in the Organics Division. He was on that walk too, and Jack joins me now in studio to go through some of the nuts and bolts of a new organic scheme which opens next Wednesday. So if you're half thinking of or thinking at all about going into organic farming or switching from conventional, stay tuned. Jack, good morning.
Morning, Damien.
Great to have you back on Countrywide. So will you tell us what's happening next Wednesday? So there's a farmer now probably sitting on their tractor this morning listening to us, and they're thinking, do you know what, I might try this organic way, because there's so many schemes now and so many directives coming from Europe, and we have here in this country the Climate Action Plan, all pointing to more organic. So it is a realistic option.
Yeah, and I'd say farmers are under pressure like never before, with the price of fertiliser, the price of oil going up, trying to get labour. Organics is a different way of farming, to be honest. It's just a different approach to it, where you're thinking more about the soil, crop rotation, animal health, you're planning around all those things. The department has been supporting it for a number of years, but I think the dam is about to break, because there's a huge drive from government, from the consumer. Like, we in Ireland export 90% of what we produce.
Yeah.
And across Europe, Germany, UK, big export markets, they want more organic product. And we're excellent at what we do. You know, at producing milk, beef, tillage, we can be fantastic at organics as well. And that's where the department sees it.
So why are there so few organic farmers in this country? I think there's only 2,000, and out of, as I said, 18,000 dairy farmers or thereabouts, there's only 60 odd that are milking cows organically.
Yeah, like, we grew up with more is good. So if you want to make money, you produce more. But unfortunately, that's not the way anymore. We're reaching the limit on the planet. On water quality, you see the focus on greenhouse gases, everything else. And with high input costs now, like Chagascar advising farmers at the moment, dairy farmers, they could cut back their herd by 5 or 10% and make more money. So, and I'd say as well, farmers haven't received enough support. So most advisors wouldn't have been maybe well aware enough of organics. So we've spoken with Chagask. They have an action plan around organics, and we'll be announcing it later on. We're talking to the private advisors. So there'll be better backup there for farmers, you know, so that'll help an awful lot.
There's probably been a lot of scepticism. People don't like to change their ways. Then maybe some farmers have done their sums over the years and felt they were just as well to continue the way they're going, and so on. And so forth. So as you said, now we're getting real about it, and there's going to be a major push on to increase the numbers of organic farmers in Ireland and throughout Europe. So what happens on Wednesday, and how many farmers are you hoping to get into this scheme, and how does it work?
So the scheme will be open. If you're interested in joining, you should contact your local advisor, or their text numbers there for the Organic Association. So if you text organic to 51444 or to 51777, one of the organic associations will get back in touch with you. This year, there are two changes to the scheme that I'd like to tell people about. A major one is that the stocking rate to get payment on organic farms is being brought from 0.5 livestock unit per hectare down to 0.15. And we estimate that opens up about 1 million hectares of land extra for organic payment this year. About 50,000 farmers that wouldn't have been entitled to full payment before can now become organic. As well as that, we're increasing the area at which you receive higher payment from 60 to 70 hectares, because full-time farmers are farming more land, over 70 hectares. For a full-time farmer, that'll mean an increase in payment of about €1,600 while you're in conversion, and about €1,000, you know, in maintenance. That's a huge change.
Well, because there's quite a lot of farmers in this country, particularly maybe in the West, in the more extensive areas, those living in NACs, the or ANC areas, which would be areas of national constraint, who probably are on the brink of being organic. They're everything but organic. And what was probably stopping them was this stocking rate density, which now you said will allow them to actually go in.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of farmers, and I'd say except for silage ground, they're not using a lot of nitrogen or fertiliser. If they get the lime right, it's key. There's a huge push on using lime, get soil fertility right, they can continue to do that. But they should talk to their advisor and see, you know, and talk to neighbours. And I think it's like you said in the past, there was scepticism about it, they're close to it. They probably thought there was a lot of regulation here. But I suppose you've seen in farming, and all farmers know well, over the last number of years, the bar is rising. So, for example, around animal health, we'll have new legislation, or new legislation has been introduced from June. You'll have to get a prescription for dosing animals and so on. Like, in organics, you're doing that as standard practice. What I would ask farmers, if you're becoming organic, be part of the Bord Bia quality assurance scheme as well. Like Bord Bia are an excellent marketing agency. In 2020, we exported 14 billion worth of food under the Origin Green label.
Yeah.
And if we are Origin Green organic, we can really go after a premium market, and that's what we want. And the demand is out there.
Yeah, because when we go shopping, we look at where the organic produce is, and it's always that little bit more expensive. We're paying for that premium. And farmers, obviously, they, at the end of the food chain, they receive that premium more than if they were doing a conventional. But is the catch that it costs more to produce food organically?
You're producing less, definitely, because you're not pushing the land as hard. Like, you're not introducing artificial inputs, so you're farming more about the soil. Like, if you take a spade to an organic farm and a conventional farm and just compare the difference in what's happening in the soil. So the soil will definitely, it'll be healthier, but you won't be producing the quantities that you're producing now. But you'll probably feel better, hopefully, about what you're producing. Well,
will you still be making the same margins, though?
You'll be making money, according to Chagas. When you do the facts and figures, you will be making money.
Okay.
Like, dairy prices are at an all-time high at the minute. So, like, last year, say, the best farmers are making 1,000 to 1,100 euro per cow. And looking at organic, you'd be saying, why would I go into it? The reason you'd go into it is when you think of the system, you're under pressure at the minute. 4 out of 10 dairy farmers need to invest in slurry storage. Now we're coming into the calving season, they'll have a problem with labour. Might be time to adjust the system. Research published by NUIG in Galway by Dr. Maura Farrell shows that if you're innovating on the farm, you're more likely to attract your successor. And that's a real problem on Irish farms, that we don't have young people coming into it. So by going organic, you're trying something different, you're taking a risk. And the biggest thing, every farmer in Ireland could be organic. But it's up in their head, they have to think it through. You really have to think about it.
Yeah. Now, the average Irish dairy herd is 80 cows, and I think the suckler herd is 15 or 16 cows. It's tiny by global comparisons. So if one of those farmers listening to us this morning now is thinking about going organic, what will they have to do, and how would it work for them over the next 3 years?
So it's for an organic, say, so the simplest thing is probably for sheep farmers to come in, because if you're an organic livestock farmer, 50% of the space allowance for the animals has to be straw bedding. So if you have a slatted house, you'll have to think about how you're going to get a lieback area. You should probably talk to the advisor. If you're in milk, talk to one of the processors. So there are 4 or 5 different companies buying milk. There's a dairy company in Carlow, the Village Dairy. There's the Little Dairy Company. There's Glenisk, obviously. It was fantastic to see him back in production the other day. Arrivo, you know, and the publicity that Glenisk got when they opened up again would show you the interest from a consumer. You know, it featured on the news there that they got back within 4 or 5 months of the fire, but that the demand is there. For a sheep farmer, you'll be planning ahead, thinking of the stock that you have, how you're going to make silage for next winter. And that'll really be through the introduction of clover, like white clover there it'll fix nitrogen in the soil. Red clover will go to make silage for cattle. These kind of things, you know, planning how you're going to get your meal, what you're going to do.
And the question that farmers ask, will I have to give up production for a couple of years? Where will I make money, you know, while I'm in that transition period?
In the first 2 years, there'll definitely be a drop in production. There's no way of beating, you know, and you need to be prepared for that. But during the first 2 years, it's called in conversion, you'll receive a higher premium. So, like, at the moment, you get 220 euro per hectare, up to 70 hectares for the first 2 years. And after that, it's 170 euro per hectare. The average organic farmer is about 40 hectares. So you think, like, in conversion, you'll get 9,000. And then when you're fully converted, you'll get about 7,000 per year, which is a sizable income.
Yeah.
You know, it's good support.
I just have a text here. Organics is pie in the sky. It's not going to feed the country. The yields are too low and the costs are too high. It's unfair to those day-to-day farmers to class them as some way less environmental. And that's from Colum in County Kerry. Does he have a point?
I'm not saying anybody is less environmental, but I'm saying there's room for both. There's room for both. Like, conventional farmers, I should have said it at the start, often feel threatened when you mention, and there's a reaction straight away. It's not pie in the sky. It's working well in other countries. In Denmark, they have 25%. Austria are higher. Sweden are higher. The market wants it. And we're very proud of what we produce, and rightly so. You shouldn't feel threatened by organics. It's an opportunity for some farmers, not everybody. We will feed the country. We will meet the demand what we want. But remember, we're having difficulties at the moment getting a premium price back to farmers. Yeah. 7 out of 10 farmers are part-time. If there was such money in it, they'd all be full-time.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to get to.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, it's going in that direction. But of course, there is the other issue then of consumers and what we're willing to pay, the squeezed middle, and with the cost of living going up, what are we willing to pay for that extra premium into the future as well? So there's a lot of angles to be run there. But anyway, I think the message that you're giving us here this morning is go and talk to people, talk to the processors, talk to the department, talk to Chagas, talk to other farmers, and then make up your own mind on it. And you can text, as you said, there's just two simple numbers to two of the accredited bodies, the Irish Organic Association or the Organic Trust. If you text 51444 or 51777, if you text the word organic, text the word organic to 51444 or to 51777. You'll get more details on that. And the scheme opens on Wednesday, and the Department of Agriculture website is full of information as well. Jack, it's lovely having you in. Thanks very much for driving up from Wexford this morning. Have a safe trip home, and we'll keep in touch with you on this over the next 12 months or so. That's Jack Nolan there, who is Senior Inspector of the Organics Division in the Department of Agriculture.